And welcome to Berry Aftercare, the podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Connie Stapleton. This is episode 173, Summer Camp with Rob DiMedio's Busy Bariatrics. It's that time of year when lots of us are reigniting that New Year's resolution to work out more because the weather is getting better every day. Tune in and listen to one of my favorite podcast guests and one of your favorite bariatric men, Rob DiMedio, as he gives you some words of wisdom, encouragement, and enthusiasm. And he's going to help you reach your physical fitness goals by inviting you to join him at the Busy Bariatric Summer Camp. Just in time, Rob. Let's hear what he has to say. Hello, Berry Aftercare friends. I have one of the most popular, famous, amazing men in the bariatric community with us tonight. And if you don't know Rob, then you have just joined the bariatric community yesterday because Rob has been pretty influential in this community in the last 3 or 4 years. So welcome back, Rob DiMedio.
Connie, thanks always for having me on. I always feel so positive after I hear my intro. Then I'm like, did I really do half of that stuff? So I'm always just so happy that you had me on.
Well, it's so funny. How long ago did you have your surgery?
You know, this Father's Day, I'm coming up on 4 years. So,
okay. So we met about a year after you had your surgery.
Give or take. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's so fun.
It's funny because I feel like I knew you for so much longer when we met at Just Be You in Portland, because when I had gotten the surgery, I was convinced I wanted to do this the best way possible. I scoured the internet. I found your books. I've read them more than I probably should admit to the community. Someone might think like, here's a guy in his basement who reads a lot of your work. You know, there's a fine line between like fanatic and fanatic, I guess you'd say.
That does not hurt my feelings. I'm very grateful to you for that. And, you know, from the time we actually met, we just clicked right away. And I always have the most fun with you.
It's a good vibe and it's good people. It's, you know, what I we're both very direct. We're very, you know, and we both have a pretty good sense of humor. So between the two of those, I feel more comfortable. So it's very easy.
Yes. Oh, God. Yeah. Rob was very terrified of me for a while. I have that effect on people. Who's the chick? Famous. That's a terrible thing. I'm probably going to get kicked off the internet for saying chick. Sorry. Who's the woman who was the daughter of the guy in the Beach Boys? And then she and her sister sang, or she and her cousin or somebody.
Rebel Wilson? Is it Rebel Wilson?
Not Rebel, but what's, the other one.
If only there was a machine you could look this up.
The one who had weight loss surgery.
If only we had a computer.
Beach. This is ridiculous. I can't think tonight. You know, it's late.
Listening to this, you're pretty much getting me searching.
You know, I have been working 14 hours today. 14, count them.
Same.
My head is fried. Anyway, we spoke together at a conference and she looked at me and she said, you know, you kind of scare me. I thought, oh, God.
So you scared Carney Wilson.
Wilson Phillips. Carney Wilson.
Yeah, there we go.
Why did it take so long to get there? Is that what you said a minute ago?
No, I said it because I looked on the internet. We're doing this through computers, so I just opened another tab and looked there.
So Carney Wilson, I gave a very intense talk, and she was like, you kind of scare me. I'm like, well, I've heard that before. And I kind of scared you, and now we're just buddies.
Exactly, and I think there's something to say of having a voice that does, like, put a little bass into it that allows you to be like, no, this is a serious procedure and you kind of have to do things right if you want to get the success you dream of.
Exactly. And I love that you share that same philosophy. It's like, you know, it's great and it's fun and it's wonderful and there's all kinds of perks to it, you know, physically and socially and clothing wise and all of that. But It doesn't, you don't maintain weight loss without the hard work.
You don't. And it's, I always say that's when the real work starts, is when the clapping kind of stops. Like when you get to honeymoon stage, you hit your lowest weight, all of a sudden you're going through your phone, you know, your Rolodex or your phone list, and you're trying to find people you haven't seen since surgery just so you can get someone else to say you've lost weight. Like now it's weird. As a teacher, more students know me as just being this shape than when I was 365 pounds. So
that's got to be so interesting. They listen to me
the same amount as 15-year-olds do, but like there's less of me to see in front of the screen. So
that's interesting. I remember working with a woman one time, and she said she was starting a new job, and she said, "Well, should I introduce myself and let you know as someone who's had weight loss?" I said, "I'm a recovering alcoholic of 30 years. I don't walk into a new environment and say, 'Hi, I'm Connie. I'm a recovering alcoholic.' What would be the purpose of that?"
You know, it's funny because based on what you need, it's kind of different. Where I almost wish I could have like a business card where I could just be like, "I used to be 365 pounds. You should be impressed by this." Like, yeah. It's funny how much we as bariatric patients put our past weight into our identity and how much bariatric surgery kind of takes on your identity.
Afterwards. That is so true. That is a very, very good point. I love that. And I also loved what you said. How'd you say it? When the clapping ends is when the hard work starts.
Yep. When the clapping stops, the hard work starts.
That's really smart. That's a good one, Rob.
That should go on a t-shirt or something. Maybe a magnet.
Absolutely. I'm going to quote you on that. That's a good one. That's a good one.
So, some of my better work. Well, on that note, everyone, it's been a great episode. I want to thank Connie for having me on. I'm not going to say anything more profound than that. So
that's right.
You can already send it to the audience. We did the first five and we're done.
You know what? I said a profound thing the other day. I was doing a session and I said, you know, something's got to happen for something to happen. And I was like, oh my God, that made no sense. But you can quote me.
Yeah. Isn't it funny? I forget most of the intelligent things I say, but I remember almost every dumb thing I let out of my mouth.
Oh my God. I swear I'm a little punchy right now because it's late. But so when you came into the community, how much did you say? I mean, when you had surgery, how much did you say you weighed?
365 pounds, and I'm down right now at about 227. So if someone has a calculator, do the math and message me. I'm not going to do it on here. I already looked up Carney Wilson. So
you lost a lot of weight.
A lot of weight. About 150 is what I usually say.
100 or at 365 pounds, how much exercise were you doing?
It's amazing how much I got out of exercise. Like my excuse for everything, especially in the summertime, was like, it's too hot. It's too miserable. I don't want to do it. I was convinced I hated sand. So that's why I wouldn't go with my wife and kids to the beach. We'd get a shore house and I would stay in the shore house while my wife would take two kids under five to the beach. Oh. You know, that's kind of a terrible thing. Like when I look back at it,
it's a sad thing.
You realize how much you miss. But the beauty of the surgery is it's given me a chance to do so much more and kind of contribute so much more. So,
yes, and you do contribute. And the reason I asked you about exercise at 365 pounds is because that has become your passion and it's become a business in this community.
It has. Starting Busy Bariatrics has been one of the joys of my life, was to really offer an online bariatric coaching program that's focused on fitness and nutrition to help people find a love in the gym, understand, you know, how to kind of balance their proteins, carbs, and fats and fuel it towards their success. And then really just giving them like a safe, sound voice with, you know, a certificate behind them who can actually understand how you're going. I think a lot of the times when you look at online trainers who don't know about bariatric surgery, they don't realize the struggle for so many of us that we look fit, but there's so much mentally and psychologically of being an obese person for so long that exercise doesn't come naturally even when we sign up with a coach.
Absolutely. And another great thing about Busy Bariatrics and the work that you're doing is people don't have to be afraid to come to you when they're fresh out of surgery and they haven't lost a lot of weight yet, but they want to get active because they're not embarrassed, you yeah. know?
Yeah. I think one of the coolest things is I've had clients come to me even before surgery and say, look, I want to ensure the best success I can have. I want to start working with you so that I can get some movement in, that I have the habits in. I want to make sure I'm prepped up. And I've had about three clients over the last 6 months who not only started prior to their surgery or their revision, but have really like thrived afterwards. And you know, I always say they do the work, but I try to give them a clear plan of here's how we're going to break down your habits for the day. Here's how I'm going to check in with you daily and how I'm going to make sure that you have the best program in front of you to ensure your success.
That's awesome because accountability is one of the main things that research will tell you. If you have accountability, i.e. Rob checking in on you every day, then your chances of success are greater. So that's a great way. And in Berry Aftercare, accountability is our word of the year. So I'd love to hear that your program, Busy Bariatrics, has accountability built into it. What other kinds of accountability do you incorporate?
You know, I think I'm probably one of the most hands-on coaches out there. I offer in my program, you get a bi-weekly call with me where we really go over your goals, your data, how you can read the data so you don't have to rely on me for the rest of your career, how you can kind of work your macros yourself, how to do proper form and fitness, and do some mindset work. Daily, when you submit your workouts through my coaching app, I give full feedback on where you can improve and what you did well. We check in on Tuesday nights on our community call where it's a chance to really see that comes in. I also am really proud as I've had clients that are coming up on a year who are thriving after bariatric surgery, but like the workouts and like the community enough that they take ownership and they check in on, are you getting your water daily? Are you getting your movement?
Oh my gosh.
Do you track your macros? So you have poll questions that come up in our chat every day to make sure you're doing the work of weight loss surgery and ensuring your success.
Well, you know, one of my things is the gotta do 'ems, and exercise is a gotta do 'em. And a lot of people are like, but I don't want to do it. I don't like doing it. Yeah. You don't have to like doing it, but you've got to move your body in some way, shape, or form. And I think so for people who are like, oh, I just don't want to, I hate it, and I know I have to do it. How do you encourage them to start? Because I think a lot of people think, well, I have to go to the gym and I have to do an hour on the treadmill or I have to. What do you do with that?
I think there's two things. I'll talk about myself because that's always the best subject I'd love to talk about.
And you probably know it best.
Yeah, people see me on Instagram and they think that like I'm excited to do a 5 a.m. workout every day. And we're recording this at the end of February. And I got to tell you, like, New Jersey is cold. I'm at a point in my like weight loss journey, my bariatric journey, that like I don't really need to work out as much as I do. I could stay in bed and probably maintain the results I have.
And not exercise at all?
To a certain point, I could probably maintain most of this. And by doing a minimal amount of body weight workouts, maintain enough muscle mass to continue to look somewhat like this. The thing that keeps me going to the gym 3 to 4 days a week and doing my cardio on the opposite days is the discipline of having these habits built in and the routine that's built on it. So it's one of those that, you know, when we start working with clients, we really get clear of when does it work on your calendar, and holding your calendar sacred gets my clients, I think, their best success. Is they have to build the healthy boundary of like, look, when do you have time to work out? What is that workout going to look like? And how do we do that? And we tailor it so that you know, we have a lot of working moms and dads who 5 a.m. works for them. There's other ones who they drop their kids off at their activities and then they go into the exercise area and do body weights. It's finding a system that works for you so that the excuses of time and effort are almost taken out.
I love that. And that is a great place to start, is get your calendar. Yeah. You got to fit it in. You got to put it in there or it's not going to happen.
Yeah. And I think with a lot of bariatric patients and myself included, is you think you have to do these insane workouts from day one, when in reality, my surgical team started me with like, look, we just want you to walk like 5,000 steps the first 2 weeks. And then we want you to increase by 1,000 steps per day for the next 2 weeks, and gradually do that till you get to 10,000 steps. And that's one of those things that I'm really proud of when we work with clients, is we meet them where they're at and develop it in. So I've had clients that it starts with just having a step goal and a water goal. I've had other clients who are doing really well and they want to optimize, and we build programs to help them either build on muscle or lose the last 10 to 15 pounds of fat. It really is meeting the client where they are at and either removing the boulders out of their paths or taking the pebbles out of their shoes. And I think it's one of the important things that a good coach can do, is not everyone is starting at day one. But for those people, it might be we need to get the boulder out of the gymtimidation of being afraid to step into the gym. That's moving that out.
Can you repeat that word?
Gymtimidation, the fear of going and setting foot in the gym.
That's awesome. What if they say I'm not going to a gym because I'm too embarrassed?
So there's a lot of mindset work that we go in on one-to-one coaching. A lot of times we have to get to the why, and everyone's why is kind of individualized, but also equally important. Mm-hmm. And it's why, like, I offer the bi-weekly calls with me in my program, is I want to help remove any barriers, both mentally, emotionally, and physically, to your best bariatric journey.
Awesome. Awesome. So if I'm adamant and I say, Rob, I want to work with you, but I am not stepping foot in a gym.
Yeah. So we have programs that get really good results with dumbbells and body weight exercises. It's funny. I've had a lot of clients who say, look, I have 5 pound dumbbells and 10 pound dumbbells. I probably won't need the 10 pound dumbbells. And I've gotten them to squat over 225 pounds. And these are 50 year old women, you know, who are just committed to getting better every day. And I think it's a true testament to them of helping your clients realize how much more potential they have is probably the greatest part of my day.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm thinking now, this will make you laugh maybe or cry. I don't know, but my daughter, started going to Burn Boot Camp like 4 or 5 years ago. Loves it. Is absolutely all in. So she got her personal training certification and she teaches at Burn Boot Camp. She was doing some work with me, and I had 10 pound dumbbells in my hands, and I could not lift 10 pounds with my left hand. I could do it with my right hand, but I could not. I was like, what? This is insane. I was shocked.
It is and it isn't. Are you naturally right-handed?
I am naturally right-handed. So that's I'm very active. And I thought that because I do a lot of using my body as weight in yoga and stuff, that I would be able to lift a 10-pound dumbbell, but I could not.
From my own personal experience, and again, this is no science, this is just I'm the example I'm using in this. I found in yoga, because my dominant hand is my right hand, and I stabilize with that hand more naturally if I'm given to open up or do anything, my right hand is stronger. So it's why one of those where you don't naturally think of that when you're doing yoga. But you will naturally think of it when you hold the dumbbells and you're like, how come I can get 12 in my right hand and 6 in my left? But the beauty is then that just means you have to then finish with the one in your right and do continuous reps with your left until eventually you balance that out.
Yeah. So if somebody comes to you and they're like, listen, all I can do is 5 pounds. This is good. This is okay.
Yeah. You meet them where they're at. It's the most important thing. I think so many times is people are worried to work with a trainer because they think they have to bench press a car on Tuesday, squat a bus on Wednesday, and then show a perfectly manicured plate of like chicken, broccoli, and diet air on the side for Thursday.
Did you say diet air?
Yeah, diet air. You know, that was like my pre every diet I had before. I'd joke like I'd have chicken, broccoli, and diet air as a snack. Like it's, I'm eating nothing.
I love you.
You know,
but I like it's, that.
Yeah, it's one of those things that like, so many barriers really come in from where we mentally think we are. And one thing that I really benefited from working with coaches throughout my career is helping when they help me find my true potential. That's really what makes it worthwhile. And if I knew what I knew now, I probably would have gotten a coach earlier because I'd look at the work I've done with Kim. I'd look at the work I'm doing with my current coaches. Like, yes, I'm doing well. But sometimes to get the pebbles out of your shoe, those small little tiny tweaks, you need someone who isn't you, who's objectively looking at the data and is looking at facts over feelings. And I think that's where I really
benefit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Feelings are not facts. We know that. That's a big thing in therapy, right?
Exactly.
Tell me about Kim. Who's Kim?
So Kim Terrapelli is Active Bariatric on Instagram. She was my dietitian for the entire year of 2023. I pitched her this crazy idea of like, hey, would you be willing to do like a bulk and a cut with me and do all of our work together? She said she would take me on. I went from 210 pounds up to 250 pounds. While only gaining about 2% body fat. So that's kind of a
real. So that was muscle.
We did a full muscle building program and then we reversed it so that by bariatric retreat, when we had to present together, I was coming in at about 230, but my muscle mass had increased by about 12 to 15 pounds. So
that's incredible.
Yeah.
That is really impressive. So what if somebody says, I want to stay in shape, but I don't want to be Hercules?
I think that's always the joke. It's really hard to be Hercules. You know, I hear it all the time. I don't want to get bulky when I lift. It's like, do you know how hard that is after bariatric surgery? One, you have to eat, roughly about 0.7 grams per pound of body weight for you to just maintain your muscle. And then to actually grow on, you have to eat in a surplus of that amount. So it's one of those of, again, like everyone has different goals, but as people get older, it's more important to prioritize protein because it helps with muscle growth and muscle retention. Right. And just really relying on more of a whole foods approach. So you're getting your vegetables, your fruits and all that good stuff can really play a major role. And Kim really helped me see what does that look like on a day-to-day basis, as well as how do you gear it towards working towards your goal? So she's a gem and I owe her a lot.
Well, I wanted to give her a shout out because I know that you really have, spoken so highly of her. So shout out to Kim at
Active Bariatrics on Instagram.
Beautiful. Well, I'm going to have her on this podcast so she can give a little bit more about that nutrition piece.
And you'll be happy to know you and her are both joining me this summer in summer camp.
Yay. So tell me about summer camp. What is summer camp? What is the difference? Like you do a summer camp and then you do something else during the rest of the year?
So I do one-on-one coaching throughout the year. Okay. I'm a teacher by day, so I don't have as much time during the year as I do during the summer. But one of the things that I really wanted to give was an affordable option for bariatric patients who wanted to get a chance or their feet wet with online coaching at a price point that like is under what the industry standard is.
Nice. That's nice.
I also look at my own bariatric journey. Like so much was built around the first summer that I had surgery, and almost every summer after has been a time to recommit for me. Almost all surveys and data and research from people have said people who start their diet in the summer actually tend to lose 10 to 15% more than those who did it, during New Year, New Me, or in the spring or anywhere else. So it's the prime season, right? Yeah. So it's the prime season to do it. Summer eliminates a lot of excuses. The days are warmer and longer. The schedule's a little lighter for a lot of us. Sure. You have outdoor activities that you can do that you love. Right. You can get out on the grill and eat more produce. People tend to eat about 12% more produce in the summer months than they do the regular, because you're getting that fresh fruits and vegetables and it's watermelon.
That's true for me, for sure.
Yeah. So it's the right time for the right group of people. So what I really did is I was really blessed throughout my entire journey to meet so many amazing people like you, like Kim, that I really wanted to build a program that would help people build their best life. So
I like that. So,
yeah. So summer camp is for the months of June, July, and August. I ramp up my coaching program so that you get an extra hour community call with professionals in the field like you, like Kim. Laura Grabeau is going to come in. We have Emily Williams, who is the energetics and scheduling expert that I learned how to build my calendar around. I have Josh Wiener, financial peace expert, Yeah, because with so many cases in the bariatric community, we see with retail therapy and addiction transfer that managing your budget is just the same as managing your food. And it's a holistic conversation. Yeah, yeah. We have Mabel Joseph and Rodolfo Alvarez, two top mindset coaches in the bariatric community, to help go over stuff of like how to handle self-sabotage, how to keep your mind right in the summer. And then I also brought in other personal trainers who I absolutely love and adore, like Megan Staub and Kylie Hansen, who are going explaining about PCOS and Hashimoto's and everything.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes. So I really did go out and find some of the best professionals in the business, people who I've gone to personally and asked for help and advice, and I'm putting them in front of my clients and whoever wants to join for this. So it's beautiful. A pretty good deal. Yeah.
Okay. So let's break it down even more. So we joined summer camp.
Yep.
And we're part of a cohort. Like everybody's in this for the same 3 months.
I'm going to give you a surprise at the end of all this. So when you sign up for the 3 months, summer camp are going to be my months of June, July, August.
Okay.
And during those months, it's almost like you get the regular coaching program I have at my lowest price, but I provide even more resources than before. So you sign up, you get a weekly community call that'll be led by one of the professionals on Tuesdays. And then on Wednesdays, you have a community call with me where I'm going to break down the night before's call and then take it and show you how to put this into action.
Cool.
So there's that. You get bi-weekly check-ins. A lot of my clients who come for summer camp, they realize that this program's changed their lives. I was really lucky. I've had clients that have finally gotten themselves into the gym through summer camp, and this was their first entryway. I've had other clients who this was their first time working with a coach, and this was the price points that they afforded, and they stayed in my alumni program so they can continue to get fitness and nutrition coaching. So this is really a great time to get a lot of resources at the best price in the industry.
I love that. You know what else I just heard you say that I love, because I'm all about aftercare? You have an alumni program?
Yes. So
alumni. It's kind of ongoing.
Yeah. So I think So for our alumni program, what it is after they finish one-to-one coaching with me, some clients just, they really develop the lifestyle and it really goes on everyone's pace. I've had some clients stay in one-to-one for over a year. I've had other ones in 3 months that have said, you know what? I feel like I have the tools, but I like the workouts. I like the community and I like having a space of people who want to focus on their fitness and nutrition after bariatric surgery. So for like an extremely reduced price after working for me, I do your programming and you have access to all the tools and resources that we have available throughout the program.
How do they sign up? I mean, come on.
They just have to DM me on Instagram and we could probably, I'll give you the link to put in the show notes. And Connie, because yes, you've been so good for me, what I'm willing to do for the Bariatric Aftercare community, if you sign up now, I will give you summer camp pricing from now till June, which means instead of my regular rate, you will get the summer camp rate if you sign up for 6 months and start now.
Oh, my God. All right. So, yeah. Yes. And you have access to post in Bariatric Aftercare. So post it.
Will
do. Post the details because that is a phenomenal offer.
It really is. And I don't want to give away too much because I truly believe in under promising and over delivering. But there is a lot more that is coming through that program that I'm really happy to tell you about after we're done with this.
That is so cool.
Yeah. And it's one of those of, I really wanted to make a program that it does cost money, but it is less than almost any other program out there. But it's an opportunity to really help the community either get on track, deal with regain, or just really optimize what they want their lifestyle to be for the rest of their lives.
You know what? I'm just going to insert myself here in my fair and firm manner. And I am going to say that, having worked in this community for over 18 years, part of it is I believe that I have an obligation as a recovering person to give back to the community. So I do the podcast for free. I do a lot of webinars. I do a lot of free things. But come on, people. When somebody takes the time and energy and effort to put together a program like Busy Bariatrics, like Bari Aftercare, where we put hours and hours and hours and hours of our time and ourselves and our effort into creating a program that can really help you set yourself up for life. It's going to cost money.
Yeah.
It's going to cost money. And I understand, because every time I do a retreat, somebody posts on there, this is for rich people only. I'm like, listen, this program does cost money and it is not for everybody. And that is why there is all this free content made available to you by me, by Rob, by everybody in this community. There's so much free content out there that people have a lot of information at their fingertips. But when we do a structured program that has taken us time and time and time and effort, yes, we have to charge for it.
Yeah. And I think it's important that we both mention that, like, there are a lot of really cool things. Like, for many people that if it's not in the budget, like, my email list goes out weekly with recipes, mindset hacks, nutrition help for bariatric surgery. And there's a range for everything. But this is a really good opportunity if anyone's considering like coaching or working with a coach to come in at an entry level. And yes, it's been really cool to watch my clients thrive after working with me. And that's probably the best part of why I keep doing
this. For sure. And the other thing, I'm not done with my rant, Rob. Come on. I felt left out not talking.
This is the longest I went without talking myself.
The deal is, think about how much money people spend on retail therapy after surgery. Yes. Which is great. I'm all about it. Get the clothes you've always wanted. I'm all for it. People are all about going to the conferences. I am all for that because you're going to have, you know, friends and you're going to have support and you're going to have education. I'm all for that. But there are things like exercise. There are things like therapy that sometimes you're going to have to pony up for. Most people aren't like, oh, I'm going to pay for exercise. Yes, do it. You are worth it. And this is, we're talking about your life. We're talking about your life. We find money for the things we want to spend it on. And I'm not talking for the people who are barely scraping by. I get it. That's not an option. But for those of you who have some expendable money, make some healthy choices with that money.
And I will share this. One of the proudest things that I've done in my life was prior to bariatric surgery, I had over $125,000 worth of credit card and student loan debt. I don't talk about it much because it still is tough for me to say that, like, I had creditors calling my wife. We had the electricity turned off at one point because I couldn't manage finances. That's why I brought Josh in. For so many people, like not being able to find a budget for your food or for your finances are pretty identical. So to work with someone like Josh and to be able to pick his brain for a night and then do follow-up work with me, that alone, like we scraped our last couple of pennies together to take financial peace. And we right now have eliminated over six figures of our debt.
Oh my gosh, that is beautiful. That is beautiful. And you know, that makes such a beautiful point that sometimes you have to put the finances and the time and the effort and the commitment into things, but the outcome is amazing. And I'll tell you, when I was a young woman and went to treatment and we had three little babies and we were so, I mean, we both had college degrees and yet I had three babies. I couldn't put three children in daycare and make enough money to pay for that. So I was not working. My husband was at his entry level job. We received financial aid from the government and we made the commitment to spend money on therapy that our insurance did not cover. Yeah. Because we wanted to create a healthier life for our family than either of us had. And we went into significant debt for that therapy. And I will tell you, nothing could have paid off more. Nothing. We learned the skills we didn't have. And when you have bariatric surgery, a lot of people are lacking some skills, not because there's anything wrong with them. There wasn't anything wrong with me either, but I hadn't been taught healthy communication. I hadn't been taught how to set boundaries. I hadn't been taught how to have a healthy relationship. We needed to put the money into something that was going to be a foundation for the rest of our life. And fitness is a foundation for the rest of your life.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And the beauty of it is it really comes down to like getting like a $10 Planet Fitness membership and a decent pair of sneakers and you can take care of the rest. So, you know, I always joke like the average American spends $166 roughly on dining out. My program's within that range. So
you mean a month?
Per month, yes. Yeah. So about $166. So even if you couldn't afford coaching, if you just didn't dine out or DoorDash or buy impulse food, that'll give you enough. Like me saving from fast food was I was spending $750 a month. Connie, that wasn't even taking my family out. That was me like getting pizza in between lunch and dinner. And that took from tracking my finances to realize that I had a true problem.
I love your vulnerability, Rob. Because being willing to say that tells people this guy has done the work. He's done the head work. He's done the body work. He's done the finance work. That's somebody I want to learn and grow from.
Yeah. And, you know, it's like we were joking before, how are things? I'm like, it's uneventfully well. Like, I went through a lot of storms to get to the calm seas I kind of coast on now. But it's all well worth it. And I know if you surround yourself with the right people, you can get the right results. And that's half the reason I brought everyone together, so that we could help the bariatric community get the results they wanted in the ways they know they can thrive.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let me ask you this. Did you, in your younger life, I mean, were you an athlete? Were you athletic? Did you like to exercise?
I was a JV junior is what I will say.
What does that mean?
JV. So traditionally, like most high school kids will make varsity by their junior year. I was still playing on JV up until my junior year. I wasn't good at football, but I loved it, you know, mm-hmm. and it was one of those I ended up coaching for a bunch of years and did really well as a coach because I had to work harder just to be semi-talented. But I think it's a testament of like, I'm not naturally athletic. If you ask my friends, they can tell you like watching me shoot a basketball is like the best comedy I could give them. but it just shows that like, if you work hard and dedicate yourself, you can really improve. And the gym is such a beautiful place to do that because once you learn how to do the movements every day, you have an opportunity to get a little bit better than the day before.
Oh, I love that. And I love that because it's incremental. It's not, what did you say about lifting a car on Tuesday?
Oh yeah. It's not rapid. Like you don't lift a car on Tuesday, squat a bus on Wednesday, and then take the Instagram picture of your chicken, rice, and diet air on Thursday. It takes time.
And it does.
And at 3.5 years out, I still have room to grow. And that's for kind sure. of the cool thing is, you know, like everyone has room to grow.
Hey, at 35 years in recovery, I got things to learn, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. And I think being real, you know, we both are willing to share the struggles that we go through and we have been through. And I think that that makes us more approachable. And even though I can be very terrifying, apparently.
You are terrifying. I stood behind you at an award show and was afraid to death to tell you, like, I've read your book 4 times.
Oh my God. I didn't know anybody there even knew who I was because it was such a different clientele.
Totally different clientele. But I will say this. Even when you emailed me the first time of like, hey, I got your info from Kelly and Mel. I'd love to have you on. I was convinced they were trolling me. and it took me like a week to write the email. Like I showed my wife like, hey, do you think this is okay for Kai to read? It's like, you pretty much just said, yes, you'll do a podcast. I'm sure it's fine.
Oh, that just warms my heart. It just warms my heart. And yeah, we're all just people, right?
Yeah. But it just shows how much you've had an impact on my life. And my goal is to just help impact others.
Absolutely. And you know, that's the greatest thing. And that's why I do what I do too, because I went to treatment and years of therapy before I went to school to do this. But when we got such great results from being in therapy and learning so much, I was like, I didn't know life could be like this. I didn't know it'd be joyful and happy and like not constant chaos. And I was like, I want to help other people find some of that.
Yeah. And that's really the goal, just helping people find their happiness.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you're doing great things in the community. You also do men's online support groups.
Yeah, right? men's support in, maybe I'll list them all out. Barry Nation, Banana Bariatrics, Barry Aftercare, Level Up Bariatrics. Pretty much if there's a men's support group that I'm somewhere to show up on there, and I do it on Instagram Live on Mondays at 8. So
I love that. So women, because most of the audience is women, any of the men that you know who have had weight loss surgery or even thinking about it, please encourage them to sit in on some of Rob's men's groups because men are people too. They have feelings and it's tougher for them to talk about those things. So, you know, let them know what a real guy, have them listen to this, you know, and encourage them to seek Rob out because men need support in this community too. And they're a little less willing to ask for it. Some of them, let's just say.
And as much as I'm kind of like the face of men's support for the bariatric community, I will also say that Busy Bariatrics clientele is about 60% female. So please don't let that hesitate you from reaching out and seeing how I can help you.
Well, you know what? That's awesome, because I am glad, because on the other hand, I think men are more willing to reach out to work out, but it's clearly not the case here. So fantastic. I'm so glad. Ladies, go you. Guys, come on, get busier. Be a busier bariatric person in the community. We need you, and you need the people here. So very cool. Very cool. What else you got going on? You're going to go on any fun vacations with your family?
You know, I'm just trying to get to March, and it's like February 28th. So, it's one of those good things of, this is kind of like my goal is to get the summer camp back up and running for its second year and deliver that. And we have a couple of fun family vacations ahead. So,
well, you're very, I mean, I'm telling you, and I've told you this before, one of the things that really drew me to you was when you kept winning award after award after award, every time you got up there, you talked about your family, and I'm like, and your children and your wife. And I'm like, I like this guy. He's doing it for the right reasons.
I've come a long way, and it really does come down to like being able to take my kids on the beach is still my favorite part of the summer. Just take my shirt off and go splash in the waves with them. So it's always the best part.
All right, Rob DiMedio, who has created Busy Bariatrics. You know, and I got to tell you, and I maybe have shared this with you, but one of my granddaughters, when my daughter was young, I called her Busy Bee. Because she was just, we called her Bouncing Busy Bee, because that child just bounced and she was so full of life. Well, she has a daughter, and her daughter's name is Callie. And so I call her Callie Bee. Yeah. So I have Busy Bee and Callie Bee. And you're like, Busy Bariatrics, and your thing is a bee. And I'm like, oh, love it. Oh, yeah. Love it so much.
It's funny, the original logo and stuff, when I was trying to figure out a name, was like, I'm too busy to actually, like, I would constantly tell my wife when I was going through this, I'm too busy to like open up a company. Like, I was already running men's supports. I was already teaching. I was working parking lot duty at school events afterwards for a little bit of extra cash. I was too busy for this. And I literally got my first logo by covering bathroom duty for one of our art teachers. She then... As a favor, the joys of public education 2024, we had to stand and like make sure there was only like three kids in a bathroom at a time. I know. Nothing like having two master's degrees and do that all day. But I covered for like a week for her. So she actually made me my first logo.
That is so sweet. I love that story. And Busy Bariatrics has become incredibly busy, and good for you and good for all of you who are participating. I just respect and admire the effort, the time, the commitment, financial, emotional, time commitment that you're putting into yourself, because we got to do that, and you're all worth it. And be telling people, be proud of yourselves for the work that you're doing. And I love that you have an alumni program. You got it going on there, dude.
Hey, thank you so much, Connie, for everything you've done and inspired me along the way.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, Rob, we'll be sure to put all of the information in the show notes. You get on Bari Aftercare and share that great news with the people in there, okay?
Will do. Thanks again for having me on, Connie.
You're welcome. I'll see you next time. Sending you love. All right.
Always. Bye-bye. Same to you, bud. Bye. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode of Bari Aftercare, the podcast. The information shared on this podcast is considered psychoeducation and does not constitute therapy or a therapeutic relationship. Be sure to check out all the great information I provide, much of it free, by visiting my website at www.conniestapletonphd.com. Be sure to leave your positive comments for this podcast and listen in next week to learn more ways to live your best post-op life.